This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
What do you want to know? What are we solving for you today? You get to decide what we're talking about. It's text roulette, Elizabeth and Radar. All you have to do is text in your questions, your queries, your wonders. 414-432-1099. We then spin the roulette wheel, the text roulette wheel, that is. Wherever it lands, that's the text we're going to share with everybody.
What question can we help solve for you today?
18.
Number 18.
She could be 18 with an attitude and 19, kind of sounding, acting real rude.
It's so funny.
That's a Nelly song.
I know, but it's funny you do that. And I immediately went to 18 in life, you got it. 18 in life to go.
I'm sorry. What song is that?
Hello. It's 18 in life.
What song is that?
That's a grunge song. You don't know these songs?
No, everyone knows Nelly's Ride With Me.
I know, but see, what I'm saying is you come from a different
era.
You're going to the Nelly thing, so no. All right, so let me just look here. That's Skid Row, by the way. number 18. Oh, I got to find 18 here now.
I know, I got off track. Sorry.
Here it is. No, that's okay. Oh, okay, well, this will be one. This will be one we can solve pretty quickly, but I think we're going to throw it back on you as well. The text says, well, it's kind of nice. Text roulette. Easy one to find.
Thank you for that.
Everybody who has been texting in, I've noticed that quite a few of you have said, text roulette, dash. Here's the question. How did each of you meet your spouses?
Oh, a personal question.
Personal question.
Well, Radar's got the trashiest story ever.
It's not trashy.
That we've told on the air. Jess, I love you. You know I love you. But I always think about TLC's No Scrubs. In fact, we just played it here on The Mix. Because, wait for it, this part of the song.
What?
All right. Radar and his buddy were hanging out the side of a truck in downtown Hartford,
Wisconsin,
hollering at shorties. Ladies, you know when you get catcalled and it's super annoying when you're walking down Highway 100 or KK or somewhere like that, or Bradford Beach, and you think, yeah, like that's going to actually make me stop and want to talk to you, and you think you're going to find a partner or find a wife that way? Well, Radar did. That's exactly how he found his wife.
This was Main Street in Hartford, circa 1990, and my buddy Ross and I were just cruising the streets.
Yeah, what were you cruising for? What were you looking for?
We were just looking for trouble is what we were looking for. No, Ross was a couple years older than me, so he was getting ready to go to the bar, but he's like, I'll hang out with you because I know you can't go to the bar yet. You're not 21. So we're just zipping around the streets.
And you were looking...
Whoever was out.
For chicks.
Because that's what you did back
in
the day.
You were looking for chicks.
Weird that or whoever else was out. Maybe Zangles. Maybe somebody's out driving around.
What did you say to each other? Let's go cruise around? Is that what you'd say?
We just cruised around. Yeah, see who's out. See what's popping, you know? So we come around the corner.
This was like us in Highway 100. Us Southsiders.
Yeah, sure.
Let's go cruise Highway 100.
That's all you did.
Just and to listen see to the out. Top 888 on Kiss FM.
And then, right. And then, lo and behold, coming out of an apartment building, This is my soon-to-be wife, Jess, and her friend, Lisa. And we're like, whoa, look at these two. Whoa, hey. And
so then, who put the window down and who yelled?
So Ross is in the passenger seat. So he's the one in the passenger side.
What did he
of my
actually
best friend's
say?
Ride. We said something like, hey, 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 look at the hay there. And then you just keep driving, you know, because you're looking back. And I had to make a turn.
Again, it's so trashy. I cannot believe this actually worked for you.
Well, and my wife has said to me numerous times, I don't know why I even looked at you. I don't know why we even like engaged. Because
right,
normally,
would you want your daughters to be doing that?
Normally, I wouldn't even do that. But I was like, hey, all right. And then they went running to their car. So I'm like, let's go around the
block.
To
get away from you because y'all are creepers.
Let's go around the block and see what's going on. So we go around the block and there they are pulling out of this parking lot of a restaurant. And they're waving, and so Ross and I are thinking,
We're in.
Let's go. And wait, the chase was on.
What's the first thing you saw with your now wife, Jess? Like, what did you notice about her when you first saw her and you thought, whoa, hey, baby?
Well, she had beautiful hair. She had curly hair.
You saw her hair.
So I was like, whoa. And so both of us, as soon as we came around the corner and saw them wave to us, both of us looked at each other and like, I get the passenger. Ah, man.
So when you walked up to her, though, did you think she was... Or, like, what was your thought when you thought she was hot?
So we finally eventually did kind of stop and pull up next to each other.
Love in downtown Hartford.
And I'm underage, so we can't go to the bar and talk. So we're going to go to the old George Webb's in Hartford, Wisconsin, which is not there anymore. Sadness. The building's still there,
yeah.
But George Webb isn't there.
At least your relationship's still going strong.
No, this is true. Outlived the Webb's. We're like, let's go to Webb's. It's open all night. Okay. So we zipped over there, and I get out of the car, and she gets out of her friend's car, and I went... Oh, yeah, that's somebody that I never get to land. I would never, I can tell, she stepped out, and I'm like.
You thought that?
That just doesn't happen.
Oh, my gosh.
It doesn't happen for me. I don't get people, I don't get girls like that. I was like, yeah. Okay,
you thought she was that out of your league and that beautiful.
Big time.
That she would never.
Big time.
That is so sweet.
But we were the only two who were talking in the George Webb for most of the night. And we really hit it off, and the rest is history.
The rest is history.
Look at that. How about you? How did you meet your
So, again, the original question, how did they text it in? They said, How did each of you meet your spouses? Well, and I wish that mine had, like, this really cool, drawn-out story, but it was in a bar in downtown Milwaukee. Stop me if you've heard that story before. But the reason was... My husband used to sell advertising here at the radio station.
Okay.
And we never worked together. There were maybe 2 weeks of overlap when I filled in on the morning show here on The Mix. So he knew of me because of my job and because he used to sell advertising here, but we never worked together. He ended up leaving and going to work for the Milwaukee Bucks then after that. But I had always heard of him. People had always talked about this guy.
Yeah, he's like a...
Now, his name is Eric Hammy. But they used to only call him by his last name, Hammy,
okay.
With the Bucks, the Milwaukee Bucks. That's all I ever heard. I didn't know what that meant. I don't know who he is.
Is he real? Is it just a persona?
I mean, I was, you know, married for a lot of years to somebody else. And so this was the time when my marriage was totally dissolving. And a mutual friend of ours who used to work here at the radio station was leaving to sell radio in the Denver radio stations. And Eric was friends with this guy, and I worked with this guy, and this was his going away party.
Yeah.
So we were at Upper 90, right by where the Bradley Center used to be, and it was his going away party. So I walk in, there's a bunch of people that are there, and I'm about to leave. My cab's out front. It's that time of the night where it's like, everyone's been drinking too much. I'm out. You know, I'm going through this divorce and everything, and it's like, I need to leave. All of a sudden, my friend Natalie said, hey, you still owe me a beer.
Oh.
You can't leave yet. All right. So I go to the bar and I'm like, can I get one Miller Lite on tap? I said, but you can close my card right away. This is
I got my jacket on. I'm out.
And I literally had my jacket on.
You're dipping.
And I'm like, my cab is out front. The guy's like, yeah, no problem. So I'm sitting there. I'm looking down, signing my tab because I'm leaving. Somebody comes up to me on the right side and said, hey, I don't think we've met. And I look over at this guy. And I don't know who this is. And I said, no, I don't think we have. I'm like, I'm Elizabeth Kay. And he's like, yeah, I know who you are.
Ooh.
I said, who are you? He's like, I'm Eric Hammy. And I went, you're Hammy with the Bucks.
You're the Hammy with the Bucks.
Ah. He orders himself a Miller Lite. I start drinking my friend's Miller Lite. 2 hours later, Natalie doesn't have her beer. My cab is gone. And that was the night that we met. Now, I'll tell you, we just met that night. That was it. This wasn't a romantic thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was wrapping up my situation.
Kind of hit it off.
He was in a situation. Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't until like 9 months later, now that we've met and we've crossed paths, we're seeing each other at all these different events, I'm now getting ready to start dating again. And then we were like, all right, let's see what's up.
There
let's see
go.
What happens.
Yeah, there
so
you
we
go.
Met over a beer. A Miller Lite at a bar in Milwaukee. I feel like this has happened to
country,
many of you.
Country song, isn't that? Met over a beer
at a bar. But it's not like the coolest story ever. It's just like a regular story, I feel like most people.
I just ran into my wife.
Have heard before.
She's okay, though, but yeah. So maybe you have a
story. Who has a better story?
Yeah, let's go. 414-432-1099. If you have a story of how you met your spouse, text roulette.
We'll get to your calls coming up, but first, a break from our sponsors.
How did you meet your spouse? It's Elizabeth and Radar. That was the message we got in text roulette at 414-432-1099. We've shared our stories. Pretty much just met my wife on a street corner.
And I was at a bar in downtown Milwaukee at a mutual friend's going away party, and it was over a Miller Lite.
Katie, how did you meet your spouse? Something crazy happen?
Well, we were both working security for Briggs & Stratton. Mm. He was at the Wauwatosa site, and I was up in Menominee Falls.
Okay.
So I would have to call in when I would go and secure the building after my security check.
Oh.
So the guys that were working there, we would always kind of chit-chat a little bit when I would call in. Well, they all wanted me to make them dinner, so they planned this dinner to come over to my house, and nobody showed up except my now husband.
Oh,
wait, was that intentional? Was it a setup?
It was a setup, and neither of us knew about it.
Oh, and it worked.
And it worked.
And it worked.
Yay!
It did. This year is our 15 year anniversary.
Boom.
But we've been together for 20 years now.
Okay, this is a setup.
So that night, were you guys, did it turn romantic that night? Did you both realize, oh, we kind of like each other?
Yeah, I was making dinner. It was actually funny because we had like this knife and this sharpener, and I was like pulling it out of the sleeve, and I actually threw a knife at him.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Okay.
It was crazy. And then, yeah, we did. We decided, like, we were having dinner, and we, it turned into that we really liked each other. And
what a great idea those friends had. I love that setup.
Yeah, no kidding.
And we just didn't show up.
Happily
fantastic.
Ever after. Thank you for that call, Katie.
Congrats on 15 years, Katie.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We've also got a few text messages. Wow, these are some great stories. Kelly from Racine met her husband in a chat room called Talk City. Just moved back home from New York, breaking up with my fiance. Oh, was just spending time on there, just kind of looking around. And look at that. They started talking back and forth. They exchanged numbers. They met in person 5 months after they first started talking. Drove up here to meet. Now they're together. How
That's
about that?
That's so cool. Here's one that said, my friend bought my husband for me at a mail auction in college.
OMG.
Here's one more. Uber driver Christian. Freshman year. Okay. General science. She walked in at 11:12 a.m. I was thunderstruck. After being friends for 3 years, parentheses, not always my choice, ha ha ha. We started dating together almost 20 years, married 16.
Yeah, see, that's what happens with text roulette. You ask one little question, and then boom, we get to hear all about you. How did each of you meet your spouses? We told our stories. Your stories are great.
We love it. Yes. What question can we solve for you next? Get your questions in, 414-432-1099.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.